There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Look, Matt.
There. Oh, I see. Wow.
Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
Now, here's the thing. We didn't tell the readers this was happening today. The readers is what we call our listeners.
They're and the Katie's the finalist
and
publicist.
And the Katie's the finalist publicist. They don't know this is happening. This is a Wednesday drop.
This is a moment of wish fulfillment that I don't think I've ever experienced before. For you, my friend.
I can't.
For everyone who listens, everyone who loves our guest.
Which is all of America,
which
period,
is all of America
down.
Period down.
I woke up this morning, my eyes open, and I was like, what do I do? Do I put on like a suit? It feels like Christmas. It's like, you know that vibe where it's like, well, it's a big day. What do I do? Do I try to look casual? Do I put together the sort of look that's like, I don't know, I just woke up like it was a normal day. This is how I
this
am.
Is how you
or
are.
Do I literally give it sartorially what it means to me, which would be a full ball gown? Honestly.
You want to meet destiny where it's at? Does that make sense? And you, if you wanted to wear a ball gown, you should have fucking worn it.
It's actually Rule of Culture number 8. You want to meet destiny where it's at. So there you go.
There
That's
you
now
go.
Solidified in the rules of culture. Today, Bowen Yang, we have one of the world's greatest singers. I can't even look her in the eye. One of the greatest American treasures. It's so funny
it's so
because,
true.
You know, on this podcast, we say, what was the culture that made you say culture
was
for
you?
For me, that was our guest. And I met her when I was on her show, had to look her in the eye and say, this might be a lot. I might have a full-on breakdown. And everyone watching is like, Matt, hold it to get there.
We're going to talk about this when we bring her on. But both of you handled that so well when the cameras were rolling. And I'm sure before they were. I mean, this person is, and I say this with like full like context of like what the culture was, like how we were consuming things.
Oh, yeah.
She was Windows Media Player culture for
100%.
Me. We were downloading. We were going
downloading.
Kazaa, LimeWire, downloading everyone.
LimeWire down.
We were getting every contestant's Windows Media Player performances, the capture of the audio on the show.
100%.
We were like, let's, and then we're dancing around the family computer. The family computer,
the
remember
family
those?
Computer. Oh, remember the family computer?
Oh my God.
It's Rule of Culture number 9.
Remember the family computer?
Can I say one thing? This person is VHS tape culture for me because you know what I did was I taped on. Thank you, Fox 5.
Fox 5.
I would tape American Idol, and then I would rewind the performance of You're All I Need repeatedly to the point where I can probably quote like the pre-interview, the post-interview, the Dunkelman of it all,
the
baby.
The Dunkelman of it all.
Which, by the way, was done dirty by that show because we
100%.
Loved Dunkelman.
Oh, my God. He and Ryan and our guest, oh, my God, they all went on Mad TV.
They did go on Mad TV. So Bowen Yang, SNL cast member, famously liked Mad TV better growing up.
No.
Well, we're allowed to say it.
We're not allowed to say it.
He liked Mad TV better than SNL growing up. Okay, that's period. That's the biggest breaking news of the episode. I can't believe we're talking about this and we have our guest sitting here.
Our guest is
right here. And we're wasting her time.
We're wasting her time. Okay, here's the thing. Her 10th studio album, Chemistry, is out now.
When I heard the title, I almost jumped out of a window.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's speaking to me at the right time.
Honey, my major in college.
Honey. His major in college.
Chemistry.
Did you know that? He was going to be a doctor.
We'll talk about
now
this.
Now he's on Saturday Night Live.
And look, so professional. whispering on the mic, not coming in quite yet, but let's waste no time.
Let's listen to this iconic voice say hello to us. Please, this is insane that we get to say, welcome to Las Culturistas, Kelly Clarkson!
You win for best intro ever.
I believe that.
That you should take it in,
honestly,
and let it just marinate. That was incredible.
I don't think anyone's ever been more excited than we are right now.
That was so nice. You held your together on my show.
Can I tell you something? There have been times in this very building where you... So get this. You did Howard Stern like yesterday, right?
Yeah, the day before.
So
yes.
There was a few years ago where you were doing Howard for Meaning of Life, and they had, you know, yeah. They had like the Howard Stern after show.
Yeah.
So they had they me on the in. Howard Stern yeah. after show because I'm such a huge fan.
Oh my God.
And literally,
gosh.
There was a moment in the hallway where you were like walking out, and I literally said, I mean, this is the moment where you could go up and like say hello. Like, because you have a reason to, you know what I mean? You're here doing the after show, you're not like,
you have a reason.
So just a rando, I was like, I could be like, you know, I'm here for a reason. I started to cry and couldn't do it. I was like, I can't. And then sometimes, even thinking about
that's
meeting you, I'll start to cry. That must be insane to hear.
It's like unbelievable. Like I don't, when you're the person, you know,
yeah.
I get it as in like, I have people that inspire me so much and for whatever reason, they hit at a certain point in my life and like,
yeah,
it's like a safe place for me, like
100%.
Musically or actors, like certain movies or whatever. So I get it, but you don't see yourself that way.
It's probably impossible to fathom the impact that you've had because the thing is like, it is that thing where even just like the sound of your voice like makes me feel comfortable. Cause I remember like,
I
was
like, artists like that.
I'm
yeah.
sure you do. And like, yeah. that's part of what we talk about on the show is mm-hmm. what was the culture that made you say culture was for me? Like that thing that made you, you.
Yeah.
I just remember being 12 years old, a little gay closeted kid and watching yeah. you on American Idol. I told you an abridged version of this on your daytime talk show, which wins Emmys.
I love this story. I love the way that you frame this, but keep going.
But like, I just remember like, it was a very alone feeling time.
Yeah.
And then just to see you succeed and watch America, like whatever this means, but like fall in love with you literally and choose you as this person that was going to like represent.
No, it's like an inspiring moment. I can take myself out of the moment
yeah.
and look at something like even if it wasn't me, I can see how, and it was like the first season. I can see how something can like resonate with people and especially depending on where you are in your life, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what is important, I think. It's like smells, sounds.
Yeah.
Visuals, like all those things like come into place when nostalgia is involved. And that moment, like for anyone watching anyone win is it's inspiring. It's exciting, even on The Voice, even if it's not a person on my team, like
mm-hmm.
it's a really beautiful thing to, you know, if somebody's achieved something they worked their tail off for
yeah.
and then you get to kind of go on the ride with them.
Yes.
So it's cool.
I remember yeah. just like, it's just so funny too, because now it's like we have a different relationship to like what it means to be like on a press tour like you're doing it now, but
yeah.
I remember after you won, it felt like you were everywhere, everything
that's
everywhere all at
I
once.
Was.
It's because
that,
you were.
It's because
Matt,
I did,
you were literally on Matt
I
TV.
I didn't know how to say no, and I was so I know that was so funny. I didn't know one how to say no, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I was just new to everything, but they had me everywhere.
You sure. were being dragged about.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then overseas, which was kind of cool because they didn't watch Idol overseas,
uh-huh.
so it was like a different way as well, like coming
yeah.
in to the industry, like in a different way from TV, because
yeah.
across the world, they didn't see that
right,
season.
Right, totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting, because I imagine, and I feel like you've talked about this, I listened to your Glennon episode, by the way.
Love.
Oh, so incredible.
So good.
I love her. I love
yeah.
them.
I
love
them.
That whole
podcast.
Yeah, that whole podcast. That was so cool.
But
yeah.
I think you were talking about, like, there was a long period of time where you didn't realize this, but, like, coming from, you know, Texas and, like, just being a hard worker, you kind of just like were along for the ride and it took you a while to like step away from that and be like, wait a minute, like this is a little too much. I imagine that being thrust into that is like, you can't question it.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember vividly one moment and it was, I think after I'd toured Breakaway, that album like a couple times and it just, I was exhausted. I'd
mm-hmm.
had like walking pneumonia. They say I had it twice, but I just think I just had it once and it never went away.
Mm.
But anyway, it was just, I was
healthy
very
stuff.
Exhausted. Yeah. And
yeah.
they just pump you full of it. You'll be fine with this antibiotic.
Totally.
Like, you know, it's like, okay. Maybe it means I should take a minute. But anyway, I was just very tired and it just hit me because I had just gone to like, I don't know, the store just to get, literally, I think it was milk for like a recipe for something.
Sure.
And it was a cool moment. It was a woman. She was very nice, but just talked to me for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was exhausted. Yeah. Like I had just gotten off tours. Like I just wanted to go home and make this thing.
Yeah.
Like sit on my couch and not talk.
Yeah.
But you have to turn it on right. when you don't feel like it sometimes. Because not that you're trying to be fake, that you just that you know that this moment means something to this person.
Yeah.
Sure.
And like just pull yourself together for a minute and like you can do it mm-hmm, and then you'll mm-hmm. be home. But I think when I got home, I had a complete breakdown in my garage.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had figured out like you can't take it back.
Right.
Like you
right.
can't. And that was the thing I just kept saying when I was crying to my brother at the time. I was like, I can't take it back. Like it just is, you know, you can't not be who people know who you are now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, so it's like, I think that was a really hard lesson or hill to get over.
Sure,
but
sure.
for the most part, it's awesome. It's
yeah.
just those moments, you know, that you're just exhausted. Yeah. But I think that was a really good turning point for me.
Well, especially because like the image that people had of you from the show and even throughout your career is like a very like excited, positive, you know, even like the daytime talk show version of Kelly
Clarkson.
I mean,
I am a very positive.
And yes, like, but it's hard to be effusive all the time. You
oh,
know
yeah,
what I mean?
Not all like, the time. Obviously not.
Yeah,
no.
Like it, but it's hard to even like, I would imagine that it's like when someone comes up and they have this idea of what you're going to be,
mm-hmm.
you probably for a time anyway, like had this thing of like, did I give them like Kelly Clarkson? And that's like a therapy thing too. It's like that I've had to talk with my
totally.
Therapist about sometimes. It's like
yeah.
separating who I am from like the person I want to give people sometimes. And like,
I do think what's easy for me though, is that because people are always like, oh my God, you're like exactly how you're on TV. I'm like, I don't try in that sense. Like I don't,
yeah.
I mean, if you're feeling like exhausted, that's one thing of like, putting your best foot forward, I guess, is what I should have said. But I feel like I'm very fortunate. I don't have like some created persona.
Right.
Like who I am sitting right here is who I'm going to be tonight at my ranch. Like,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just the same anywhere I go. I don't mm-hmm. know. I think it seems exhausting to try and be yeah. anything else.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like how people do have a shtick they kind of put on. That seems exhausting
right.
to me.
But so. With the daytime of it all, I feel like there's this register you're talking to people at where it's so intimate. It comes off as like you're in people's homes
yeah.
while they're going about their business. And to them, it's like an instant. That's the reason why people were so like invested in the daytime wars of like the aughts or whatever, or the 90s. It's because as you're sipping your coffee, like
yeah.
you're watching Kelly or something. And I think that's maybe something where people are expecting a version of Kelly Clarkson when they like come up to your while you're just trying to buy milk or something.
I should have explained that better. I don't even mean that I had to put something on. I just meant like be the better version of yourself, not the tired
yeah,
version
yeah.
of
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, I know you're tired, but like just be who you normally are on a regular basis
sure.
right now, even though you're not feeling it innately. But I don't know, even with the show, like I was very upfront. Like I didn't even want to do it at first because I was like, no one's going to watch this. Because I think I grew up with like either journalists or comedians.
Yeah, like people. Rosie was ours.
Yeah, Rosie,
yeah.
I
yeah.
love. Or Oprah or even Ellen, like all those people, like journalists, like comedians. Like I was like, what? So I told them right off the bat, I was like, I don't even know what the formula is
yeah.
for daytime TV, but what I'm going to give you is me.
Yeah, which is probably
and
good.
And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But I am not the person you want to hire if you feel like I'm going to do something that's like, even the cooking segments, we make a joke out of it. Because
yeah.
like, that is not something I enjoy doing.
Sure.
Like,
right,
so we
sure.
make fun of, you know, we're self-deprecating about, we like, poke fun at things that people are interested in a daytime, but
yep.
like I am not generally like because I'm not good at it.
Right.
So, or
but you're a baker,
like
not
it.
A cooker.
I am a baker.
Okay.
Not yeah.
And a cocktail
because
maker.
Because sweets are way more fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you know about like 3 years ago who you had on your show was Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox? Do you know
yeah.
Tom and Ariana from Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah,
they came to your show to make cocktails.
Yeah, I knew they were. Honestly, because I had gone to one of the restaurants
yeah, like
and my
sir
friends
or something.
Gave me the down low on the whole thing. So.
Can you believe?
Yeah.
That, now that's.
Wait, is that the one where they're not together or
yes,
something?
Yes, he cheated on her
oh.
with one of the castmates and they've been together
with
for
one
10...
of the castmates?
Yes.
So it's like on TV?
Honey.
It's...
So wow, you really are like off the grid when you're off the grid.
Oh my God, that girl went through that like
yes.
publicly?
Oh
yes.
yeah, Kelly. It's wild. And I was like, I don't know what this
what
is about.
What kind of depth of asshole? Can you not
no.
do that off of... Oh, sorry, Kelly.
No, you can say it. Please, say it. We've said way worse about Tom Sandoval.
I'm agreeing. I'm like, oh, honey.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm allowed to say that word on the... Oh, yeah.
100%.
Just,
this is a podcast where we say way worse.
I'm like, well, wait, couldn't you just like not do it on camera?
Well, the
like,
answer is when you're a narcissist, the answer answer is no, you can go to the depths of hell.
Well, yeah. I do have experience.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Okay, so the way the transition is happening, we actually love when that happens so naturally.
Organically. So
organically.
When you announced that this was called Chemistry and your little breakdown of why, I literally had to sit back in my chair because I've experienced this rather recently, which is feeling incredibly special.
Mm-hmm.
And the world just like turned on its axis. The stars are exploding.
You didn't even know it could happen.
Didn't even know it could happen like that. And then you find out it's not what it seemed for XYZ reasons. And when you were talking about how chemistry can be the best thing that you've experienced in terms of the feeling.
And you feel lucky that you've gotten to. Yeah.
And that you have to hang on to it because of course it's special. Of course.
Something magical.
Right. And then like all of a sudden you look at it from like the 30,000 foot view you get when you step outside of it and you're like, that wasn't good for me. Like just putting that into that word chemistry and like it meaning both positive and negative things. Like that's really going to resonate. I know it has with me. And I just wonder like, when did you decide that that was going to be the word and the theme? Because it's like an anticipated moment, like not only just for you as a person, but for all your fans and all fans of music to hear this from you because you've been through this seismic thing. So I wonder like when it clicked that that was the way you'd introduce this to the world.
Well, I didn't even think about the title of the album didn't come up for like quite some time just because my label gave me the space. It was really cool. They were like, let us know when you're ready. Because I was like, I don't know if I'm even going to release this.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I just don't know what I'm going to do. And they really were respectful and gave me space. So I literally just wrote a bunch of stuff for me to get things out. And then when it came down to picking songs, I kind of picked ones that I felt like were fair game because things had already been let out in the press that were out of my control.
Yeah.
So like it was already out there. So I put anything that was already out, I kind of felt like was fair game. But other than that, I didn't put any of the others out. So it came down to these specific songs that you now have on the album. And chemistry just, I was trying to think of a word. What's the word? How do you wrap up this entire relationship, feeling, ride, like all of that? And it felt like exactly what you just said. It felt like, it was like, man, it wasn't all bad.
Right.
You know, some was really horrible, but some of it was really special and like really hot and sexy and cool and like amazing. And like, oh my God, not everybody gets to feel this in their life, you know? So I felt like that word kind of encapsulated like all of the feelings, all of the stages of grief that you go through on it. So, yeah.
Because chemistry, it makes things, it unmakes things.
It makes and breaks things.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I love that it is this tapestry, this like unlinear progression of like thoughts and experiences and feelings. It's like,
it's definitely a stream of consciousness.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like a breakup album, especially as it's tied to like someone's personal real experience, can sometimes feel like a little bit of a calculated thing, right? You can't help. It's hard to avoid this notion that like,
As soon as it's announced, people are like, when's the breakup album coming?
Exactly. That's what's weird about it.
Same thing with Casey Musgraves or Adele. All of us went down in COVID, but we didn't make it.
You and a lot of other people.
Yeah, I know. So it was like, even like hearing people that I know and then they're coming up to me, I'm like, oh, I wonder what that's going to sound like. Like, what are they going to touch on? You know, it's not that we delight in that.
No.
I think that it's just to connect with someone on a level that you've been there, like you felt that and you're like, cause there's nothing like, even like, okay, Happier Than Ever.
Mm-hmm.
When I decided to cover that song on the show.
Amazing.
What a,
Eilish,
a moment.
Her, Phineas, they're great. But it was different. Like I love her music and I've covered her stuff tons, but that song, like when I heard it and then proceeded to be a million of the views.
Exactly 1 million.
I was like, first of all, how dare you? This is my life. I was like, you know, it was like, wait, were you watching?
Did you
over? Yeah, it was like, that's why it's such a great song, is it's so relatable. She was very honest about it. And I just, that song, Lucius has this album Second Nature, which it got me through it, man. And I just hope that my album does that for anyone.
Because
there's nothing like that. When people go through things, unfortunately, tragedy usually bespokes like some kind of art that is moving in a different way.
Wow.
I mean, it really is true. And I think that's the part that like, as a huge, huge fan of yours, I remember when it came out that like your marriage was going to end, there's like this degree of heartbreak. And there's also this thing because I remember watching you promote Meaning of Life and you did seem so happy and you seemed like, you know, signing with Atlantic, it felt like there was this new lease for you. It just felt like there was this like watershed moment. And then, you know, when you think back a few years, like the piece by piece of it all. And now that song returns in, you know, in Rock Hudson, which is one of our favorite songs from the album.
Yeah, like, and it returns in that
it
song.
It returns at the end. And I wonder, like, what's your relationship to that music now?
That's a really good question. Because I've even, we're putting the set list together for Vegas right now. And
we're
I'm on August 18th.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I know. If you have any requests, throw them at me. We're still figuring out the set list for each night. It's going to be a little different. So, but saying that, it's like, I don't want to sing that.
No.
You know, because that was a very hopeful place and a place of projecting like what one wishes and when one hopes one didn't fall prey to again. And I'm a very hopeful person and optimistic. And I honestly am that person too, that I figured out, like you're saying, you go through these experiences and like what I see is not always what is happening.
And that's the
thing. The really crappy thing. Cause I don't want to change who I am. Cause I think it's a beautiful thing to see potential. I think it's a beautiful thing to see hope.
Yeah.
And also where's the line of like, have I tried enough? Like, I'm exhausted, but like, is this worth it? There's just a, it's a line that, you know, everybody has to make for themselves, right?
So is it worth it to sing piece by piece when it's going to kick my ass?
Yeah.
But people pay it to come and they want to hear it.
People love that song and they relate to it and it's something special. So here's where I landed.
Yeah.
Which is, because I went from hardcore past to, you know what, for a moment in my life, you know, I was pregnant with my first child and one, we're in a different place, is very different. So I'm going to respect that chapter and I'm going to respect what happened there and what I was feeling there is not lost. I did feel that and that was real at one point. So that's how I compartmentalize and figure out what I'm comfortable with. So like, we'll still do it.
Yeah.
But it's more so for like not only fans, but for that girl that did believe wholeheartedly that that's what was happening. And that's what I saw, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I know that that's incredibly sad to think about, but you know, it's real.
It's like retroactively hopeful. It's like, it's really compassionate towards that person that you were when that song was being conceived.
Yeah, you don't want to diminish. That's the thing too. And it's like a breakup album or whatever. It's like, I don't want to diminish it down to just like the bad. I mean, Red Flag Collector is real, but
it sure is.
It sure is.
It's great.
But, you said I'm saying it.
And it's already out there. So, but also favorite kind of high is.
I love
and
it.
And so is magic.
Love it.
You know,
love
so
it.
It's all real. It's just different stages.
When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. Whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long, Matt.
And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. Now, we all know we love to vacation together. We have various happy places. We love to go to Orlando, Florida. We love to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We love to go to a beach anywhere. We love to go to Europe. But when we have truly traveled the world globally and domestically.
My happy place is with my sister in any of those locations he just listed. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group.
When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals, and you can even choose your own crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save.
For me, I'm choosing Matt Rogers. I'm choosing producer Becca.
Yes! We're all going together, the Lost Culture family. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is a question I've been thinking about with chemistry specifically, is that it seems like you've reached such a peace and a resolution with like releasing the music. I mean, like mm-hmm. we're talking to you like on the day of the release of the album. I've been watching and listening to your interviews where you seem like, oh yeah, like we've had these songs written for a few years now.
Yeah.
And I can't help but think like, well, doesn't that like prolong the experience? Doesn't that extend like treading water in this? And it doesn't?
So that's why I almost didn't release it. Because mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to live in that dumpster fire anymore than I have to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've done a lot of work to get out of it. So that is actually one of the reasons why I almost didn't.
Okay.
But it came down to, I think you don't believe it when people talk, and I don't know where you're at with what you were just talking about relationship-wise.
We're good now. We're on Lexapro and we got commercial. Flat out.
We're talking meds here. We're talking meds.
I am even.
even.
We're actually great.
Stuffed down my feelings for a minute.
We had some bad months, Kelly. Oh my God. But, you know, we're good.
Hey, look, I'm going to be very honest right now, and I have not owned this ever.
I wanted to ask, but I didn't know what was boundaries.
No, I don't really generally have them, unless it has to do with my children, but no, I have never, I've been so against it just because mm-hmm. the things I saw in my childhood, so against like any kind of form of medication making you feel, I'm like, no, there's got to be a better way of like talking to someone, figuring this out healthy. I don't want to numb myself. I don't want to like whatever. And then there came a point when it was, I think it was literally the last 2 months. Like it was right before I ended one of the seasons. I can't remember. It wasn't this past, it was the one before. Whenever my divorce was happening, whatever. I feel like it lasted forever. But I was like, I looked at my therapist and I was like, just couldn't stop sobbing. And I was like, I actually had to cancel something the other day because I couldn't
stop crying.
I couldn't stop crying. I just, I was like, I cannot do this. Yeah. Like, and it was one of those things where I really had to put my pride aside and like all my childhood issues of whatever. And that's why I laughed so hard. I was on Lexapro for like, I think 2 months because I was like, look, I don't want to be on it forever. I don't want to be that person. I want to be, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
I just have issues with it because of my own things from childhood.
Yeah.
Right.
But so my thing was, I can't smile anymore for America right now.
Yeah.
Like I'm not happy and I need help.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best lessons because she kept trying to convince me. She's like, girl, you're doing a lot and having to balance a lot and trying to put my best foot forward in front of my kids. Like, I was like, I can't do it. And so for like a couple months of my life, and it was honest to God, the greatest decision ever. Right. I wouldn't
can't
have made
even
it.
Tell you.
And then by the time you wean off of it, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like I handled what I couldn't handle then. And now I have time and space. And I took like the whole summer off.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to take time to actually.
Yeah. Yes. And then when you can make a decision like that, you judge yourself less. You're less anxious about the ramifications.
Exactly.
Just because you did something to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Which is always a good thing, people.
I know. Like, and it just was always, just because there's some things that happened whenever I was younger.
Totally.
It's a thing for me. But it was a really good lesson in like, you need to put your ego aside and like everything aside and like handle. Someone's trying to help you.
Yeah.
Listen.
Especially like, as a creative person, I think a lot of people that I've talked to are like hesitant to do something that's going to, you know,
numb you or make
you less creative. I'll be real. The fact that now I can wake up and not want to like stay in bed all day because I have this. Mm. Now I'm more creative. Like I've had breakthroughs in the past couple of weeks. Like it's been like, and then I realized like, wow, maybe I was feeling like this for quite a while, even any situation that I went through. And then you're like, huh, like, I feel like I'm back in a way, and it doesn't feel I'm less of myself.
Mine wasn't less of myself or creatively speaking. Mine was just because if you see something when you're a kid and someone's on something where maybe it was the wrong medication, maybe it was whatever, but like, it was literally like The Walking Dead. Like, I would watch people in my life and I was like, you are void and vacant of any emotion, now. That was a bad experience I saw, which affected me.
Yeah, of course.
But I think it was one of the greatest things. That's why I laughed so hard. I was like, boy, you know it.
That's the thing is, I say that because, like, I just wish sometimes, and this is why I think people, like, again, anticipate hearing from you through your music about the situation, not the type of thing where it's just like, ooh, what was it? What happened? Because those aren't real fans. But people that you trust in a way or look up to in a way because you have that connection with them, like, the honesty helps.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I feel like with your Glennon interview, like when you talk to Angie Martinez.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm incapable of not being honest.
Yeah.
So I think my thing, though, the trick is I have to wait till I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, like, even with the label, I was like, I can't promote this yet. Like, you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, we have to wait.
Like, I can't, like, I'll break down in an interview.
You might not get through.
And no one won't get through it, and there will be no point. So, I'm already kind of known as a crier, so I'm like.
I mean,
yeah.
So Pisces rising, Pisces Cancer moon.
I'm just like, I don't even know if it's a Taurus thing, but maybe it is.
What's this thing where you're surrounded by Scorpios? As a Scorpio, I'm so curious.
I'm surrounded by Scorpios and Geminis.
What is that about?
Yeah. Scorpios and Geminis. I don't know, I'm attracted to y'all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's.
I don't know if I've ever dated a Scorpio. Oh, yeah, I've dated a Scorpio.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
No, not bad. Not bad. Okay. It just better as friends.
Sure. I mean, this is so refreshing though, because people, you tell someone you're a Scorpio or a Gemini and they like clutch their damn pearls or like,
stigma.
What?
Yeah.
Get away from me. And I'm like, we're
and apparently
fine.
I'm like, magnet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think as friends, if you understand that like the boundary is, better as friends. I mean, there is compatibility in that way where it's like some signs are more compatible for a friendship and some are more compatible for a romance.
Are you into astrology?
I'm into everything. Like, I think anything's exciting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I literally had someone come on the show and somebody had given me tarot cards.
That's
I was like, so my mother told me that my grandmother was like into it, I guess, whenever.
Oh,
and I was like, really? And I never knew anyone in my family.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I just kind of for fun, like, it's like reading your horoscope for me. Like, I'm just like, I do the card. We do it for fun in our camp. So I don't like base my life decisions off it by any means, but I do find it interesting. I think it's just fun.
Yeah. And I think there's always like a little fun lesson to be learned. Like, even from a tarot reading, it's like,
dude, it's
you
like,
take what you want from it.
Yes. But sometimes I feel like, I don't know if you grew up in church, and I grew up Southern Baptist, and it's like, if you hadn't been in a while or something, you show up and you're like, oh, are they speaking to me? Like, you're like, the message was right for you.
Wow.
So it's like, when you read those cards, sometimes it's like, you take it in and you're like, apply it to your life. Like, this was meant for me today. And you're like, go off with it. Anyway, I think it's fun. I'm not like hardcore.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Totally,
yeah.
Totally.
Wait, speaking of dating, I feel like I have to ask you a question that gets sort of lost in the conversation.
Here we go.
Because here's the deal. If you had said 20 years ago to America that you and Justin Guarini had dated during From Justin to Kelly, the
we
world would have exploded.
During.
No, but wait, what
we dated
was it?
After.
You did it after From Justin to Kelly?
Still,
it
was like, the world would have exploded.
It was like, I feel like it was months, but it was just like, honestly, we could probably both say this.
Yeah.
We just were around each other all the time.
Totally.
So
it was just like, hey.
We're here, you're here, I'm here. And we experienced something very intense, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I won and I was the only one on the promo. Like, Justin and I went around everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
we just went to tour.
Yeah. And then I made that horrible film. And because I was contractually obligated.
Justice for From Justin to Kelly.
No justice. There's nothing. You're getting nothing from me.
I mean, look. It's fun.
Here's why. It's just because when your goal has never been to be an actor. Like,
no, and then they throw you in there.
It on
you.
It was literally, I bawled to try and get out of it. It was the most horrifying.
I remember hearing you say, like, when you won, is this true, like when you won the show and like there's the moment of
my
you,
immediate
like,
thought
are you serious
my immediate thought
was fuck
because we had just talked about it Justin and I before we went out there because he didn't really mind he loves acting he loves like he's really
he's
good
on Broadway
at all this
right
stuff
now.
Exactly
yeah.
Like this is like his thing his forte I'm like this is not mine I hope you
I
win
because
if you didn't win you didn't have to do it. It was only if
so he
won.
Elected to do it.
Yes. And so I was like, he wanted, like, but because he's into that stuff.
Thank God he did because you had like a partner and all that.
Yeah, it was fine. But so we did like for months. It wasn't long at
but
all.
But it was like a thing.
We dated, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So amazing. That would have, I can't believe you guys were able, this is how you know it was a different time that was able to
I
be kept a secret.
I think we're just not kiss and tell people generally. Like, we're not those, like, it wasn't like we were like, oh, don't tell people. I don't think we ever, I don't remember ever having that conversation.
Right.
So was he being a little dramatic a few years ago when he went out on stage and was like, this song, it's for Kelly, you know, we'll always remember that time. He went out on stage and
wait,
was
what
like,
what song?
He sang a song like a few years ago. This is like, but I remember like he got out on stage and I think maybe he was embellishing a little bit, but he was like, yeah, it's true. I did have a relationship with Kelly and this is for her. It's always going to be something I remember. You know what I mean? I think maybe he was like kind of giving
his
like
impression.
Like, yeah, Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
No, well, here, I will tell you this, completely being honest. At the time when we, I mean, I'm a better writer now, but like at the time when we were still in that show, the stuff he was writing was incredible.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I'm talking like Maxwell, like he... Wow. So talented.
He was great.
But here's the thing is like sometimes, and maybe he felt like he didn't have the leverage because he didn't win. I don't know what the reasoning was. We never really had this conversation, but his stuff that he was working on was far superior to what the label had him record his album. Like he was a far better musician and writer than he got to show on that first album of his. It does suck. Because I do remember being angry about it, like just personally, because I was like,
he could have really made an impact.
Yeah, I was like, you're incredible. Like, you know, he was far more advanced. Like, I'm a better writer now, but like, I was not that good, like, back then as a writer. And so it was kind of a lesson for me, too. Like, and I think kind of helped me stand up for myself because I was like, wait, I don't want, I saw what he was capable of, and you did not let him do what he should have been doing.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, I remember thinking at the time. Because
what would have happened differently? You know what I'm saying? Like,
totally.
Because it was, really cool music. Like, really good.
I mean, I just remember at the time thinking, like, oh, all these people are going to be superstars. Even like, you know,
everybody
Justin,
did everything.
And I just remember they sat on that Tamyra album for such a long time. Tamyra Gray was such an icon. She's
still
so amazing.
Such an amazing. I mean, saw her on Broadway. I saw her in Rent. I feel like
What? Did I also see her in Rent? No, maybe.
We saw her on Once
we
on the Island.
We saw her together Once on the Island. Crushed.
Amazing.
She's incredible. And then like,
I'm still shocked she was like fourth or whatever she was.
I know, fourth. And then
the upset.
Even Nikki, God rest, like she at the time like had her own thing. Like I remember thinking there was
Nikki was floored. We all were like,
oh, you mean like for coming in third?
Like, wait, I just mean like all of us on the set, like the top five. We were like, wait, what? Like, did she just get kicked off the show? Like,
do you think there was some bullshit there, or do you think that they were actually going by the
Here's
votes?
What I think. I think this is what happened with Tamyra. I have no actual idea. This is just me. Even like, being a coach on The Voice and seeing how things play out with viewers and
truly
voters.
Truly conjecture.
Conjecture. But I feel like people thought she was such a shoo-in. Like, we thought she was going to win. Mm. Like, a lot of us thought she was going to win. I didn't even think I would at all. So, like, we were one of those... I think we were in a thing where everybody thought, oh, she's getting voted for, that nobody was voting because they thought she was a shoo-in.
Yeah.
I think that people assumed and they didn't really understand the power of sitting on that phone.
Sure.
I think that's what... when I voted for you 260 times every single night.
It worked.
Stuff like that there.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Duh.
It's my favorite.
That was a moment in culture. When you sang stuff like that there, were you watching at the time?
Season one?
I remember. Absolutely. I was sitting there with my grandmother. And you were last that night on Big Bed Night, which was so exciting. And I think is another reason why I think of you and like American Idol as the culture that made me say culture was for me, which we'll ask you
because
in a
second. Because you engaged.
Because it made me realize there was so much music that like was out there. I mean, like when you were singing Aretha, like then I got into Aretha and I went into school and I had a teacher that would play us Aretha Franklin and I knew the songs because you had sang them and stuff like that. But when you sang stuff like that there... My grandmother was like, I mean, she should win. She's the most talented. I was like, I think she is going to win.
Uh-huh.
But I knew you were going to win after your line.
I'll tell you, that was my prayer. I was like, I just wanted to make it to Big Band Night. I had like seen For the Boys with Bette Midler.
Oh,
like, I saw that when I was younger and I was obsessed.
Yeah, you were galvanized.
With that whole, all the music from that. And even we had to flip. So songs were not easy to clear back then.
Right.
That's why we sang a lot of Motown because that was a lot of the songs
stuff that was like
that would be available, which I happened to love Motown. So it was no problem for me, but it would be hard for other artists that didn't want to per se
get
sing that.
Vibe.
So it was hard to get songs cleared. So we often like were flipping for songs, if two people wanted the same thing. And I knew that not one of those word I shouldn't say right now.
Motherfuckers.
Not one of those people knew what that song was. I was like, I literally asked just openly. I remember going, anybody ever heard of For the Boys the Musical? And everybody had it. And I was like, cool. Then I'm not flipping for my song.
I want this one. And y'all can fuck off.
I was like, I don't want anyone to fight me on this song. You don't know it. That's not fair.
Yes.
I was like, so it was like, I didn't have to like flip for that one. So I was very excited.
And so just the way you performed it. And there's these like little tiny itty bitty rumors coming out about you regarding Broadway. So now you're in New York. You're going to be up in the 30 Rock
it's
building with Bella
one of the reasons why I moved here. Yeah.
So this is a real thing. You might want to like...
It's a real thing. I definitely have been working on something for like a year and a half already that I could be involved with or don't have to be depending on schedule. But
is
I am taking the year. That would a great one with Max's thing. Yeah. It's not that. It's something like I've been doing on my own. Like that is
amazing.
Not out yet. So, And I'm not opposed to like any other ideas or doing other... I just am interested like because I grew up in musical theater. So my goal is this first year at least to get my family like established, my kids happy in school. I'm not doing anything right off that because literally I said it in one interview and then it went like everywhere.
Because I think everyone wants it.
And people were blowing up my agents and they were well, we went on the phone. And I was like, oh my God, tell him I'm so interested, but like not right at this moment because I just have other things to take care of at first. So that's one of the reasons why I loved moving here.
How are your kids doing in New York? Do they like it?
Well, so they haven't actually, we ended in LA with school and we spend summers at my ranch. So in Montana. So you threw, it's like confetti. It was like, I don't know what it was. It looked like
it was the top of the straw.
Right. Montana. So they haven't, they've been here off and on for like vacations or whatever, but they haven't actually lived here, gone to school here, done that here. So that's happening right when they start school. So my son is very excited. My daughter, I'm still winning over.
Oh, what's her hang up?
It's not New York. It's the fact that she just has friends.
She's at that age.
Now, my son is like, my friends will be fine. Let's go.
Big Apple.
He loves New York.
Love it.
And literally, I don't know why. We've been here often, but like, it just was crazy to me. He was like, I think like 6 years old when he said like, just turned six and we were here for a promo thing and crossing the bridge to come in. And I was like, buddy, I mean, why do you like it here so much? Like, why do you like New York so much? Why are you so excited that you're here? And he was like, it's freedom. And in the car.
Wow. Like, freedom. Title of app.
It's freedom.
And literally, I felt bad because I was like, do you not feel free? Like, where you are?
In
like,
Montana?
What's happening? Like, no, in LA. We're mainly in LA.
So, well, like, LA is not, LA's tough.
It's not for Remy.
Yeah, well, good.
Remy was like, deuces.
Yeah. Remy's a New York name, too.
Yeah.
You know?
He's very excited. He loves the walking around. He loves the kind of chaotic energy. He loves
freedom.
All
freedom. Yes. I mean, I think you can tell River Rose that, like, I think moving around a lot as a kid, as someone who of that experience,
me
like,
too.
I think
highly adaptable.
Exactly. I think it kind of teaches you to be that kind of malleable person, and like you get to like meet different people. I don't know. I think you can easily pivot.
No, we've had conversations, and I've had a similar background to her. No. So, but it's, you can't take away, you can't say, oh, it's going to be fine. I'm like, I can't promise you it's going to be fine, baby. Like, it might not be, it might be hard at first. Like, I get that too. I was like, so I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, but can't poo-poo on it until we try it. Right.
Totally.
So, and it's happening.
I'm a mom. Can't poo-poo on it. Like, it's like how you talk to your children.
I mean, wait, so would you ever, so now that you are going to be up in the 30 Rock building, would you ever host? You should host SNL.
You should
do it. Oh my God, I'm not funny enough or cool enough to do that.
Let's be real about this. Not true.
I really do know it's true.
You hosted daytime talk show.
You think that everyone that hosts is funny? Have you seen some of the episodes?
Well, if that's the bar we're going with, then okay.
Yeah, Kelly.
You would be fucking great.
I don't know.
Okay, see, you're being a little gun-shy about it, but I think there's interest.
No, I'm being gun-shy about it because it's a very different arena. I do like live energy, but like, y'all are incredibly gifted because I have done skits or something.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone on there saying, like, done some skits, and I'm like, I enjoy the popping in and out.
Yeah.
But that's a big thing.
It's a big thing, but I think you would enjoy just like the seat of your pantsness of it all.
Oh, like, I like that part.
You have so much live.
No, I don't mind live. Yeah. I just mean like how y'all are with the cue card and the changes. I'm there all day as an artist. You're there all day, like rehearsing before you see all the skits, you see the ones that get cut.
Right.
You see, it's just ever changing.
It is.
And it's like, it's a little bit of a mind fuck.
a little bit, but I think I think you are perfectly situated, skilled, like positioned for it. Like, I think you're literally downstairs.
She's like,
only
okay,
if you want to.
Okay.
This is anyway. Like how, this is by the way, how they got me to do the talk show. I was like, I don't think so.
And look like, where we are. Now they're going to add you to the SNL cast. It's going to be a smashing success.
Not that funny. Yeah. You know, one of my favorites on was Timberlake. I thought he did such a great. Yeah, he was one of my favorites.
He was great.
Oh my
day.
God. And Pedro Pascal.
Oh my God.
I love
Don't
Pedro.
Even get us started on Pedro Pascal.
That hospital part with the, I got
his idea.
Which is brilliant. Yeah, yeah. Like, he's funny.
So funny.
God,
so
he's your type. He's your type.
He's my type of guy. I like funny and hot as hell.
Yeah. Funny, hot as hell, huge.
Simple. You're not picky.
Yes. There's no limit here.
No, absolutely.
Please.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
And what more could you ask for? Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Titanic is NYC's funniest night out. Plus, it's the winner of multiple awards, including the Las Culturistas Kimberly Akimbo Award for Best Indoor Live Performance.
Titanic is a parody musical that answers the question of what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night aboard the Titanic.
My life was improved by seeing Titanic, so much so that I reached out to my best friend, Bowen Yang, to improve his life. And Bowen, did it succeed?
It succeeded so much that I went 4 more times.
So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit this season. Plus, if you get tickets 6 weeks in advance, you get 30% off. And that's on Titanic math, girlfriend.
But seriously, who can wait that long? Go see it tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
We have to ask you the question, which is, what was the culture that made you say culture was for you? If you could look back in time at young Kelly.
Yes.
What made you the person you are? Like, whether that's like a movie, a musical artist, something that stands out that now you can trace back and be like, that was the beginning of me. It's a big question.
I know,
but it's the question.
Is this like the moment where you feel like you found your thing? Yeah. Is that kind of it? Okay. Yeah. So, okay. I felt like I could, I don't know. It was like, that was the chair, by the way.
That would have been an odd sound if it wasn't the chair.
I had some Taco Bell. I don't know. I'm thinking of two moments.
Yeah, like
one whenever I was younger and the first time I saw, this is so basic, but like it was when I first saw Sound of Music. I love it so much. It's like one of my favorite things. And by the way, when my kids loved it, I felt like a successful parent.
Yes.
But I think that was one of the moments that I found like just entertainment and just that world of pretend in that world, like musically, I thought it was magical, and like the relationship with the Von Trapp family. I just thought it was like very cool.
Uh-huh.
But like for me personally, like a moment I experienced was honestly, I sang at this thing in like junior high and everyone was singing. Like, I didn't feel like special at this point. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't feel everybody had their moment to shine during this performance thing that we were doing at school. And I got up there and it just was like amazing. All my friends just to be on stage in the same energy with all my friends, just like loving to sing, picking songs, the art of all of it, like figuring it out, who was the sequence of the show, like
choir culture,
all of that. Yeah, yeah. It was just, it was very fun to me. And I got up there and I remember it was Vision of Love. I sang Vision of Love, Mariah Carey. Cause why not? And I love that gasp. I appreciate that gasp.
Oh yeah. My God.
I'm a lamb. I'm like a dyed in the wool.
I'm a 100% lamb.
The Butterfly album.
Every riff. Do I know in my soul?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
People ask me why I don't cover her, and I'm like,
too much respect.
One, sometimes it's hard to clear songs.
Well,
and
yeah,
two, you don't want to because it's like, why am I going near that? But the main reason is I'm almost incapable of not mimicking.
Got
like
it.
You know what I'm saying? I grew up on it so much. Like, it's like if I sing like She or Whitney Houston or like, it's hard to deter from the route I know.
Because it's what taught you how to do it.
Because it's what taught me. Yeah.
This is the Mariah song I want to hear you do.
Which
my,
one?
My All.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Listen.
I have
full body.
Oh my God.
First of all,
and how low she is, that sultry, sexy in that verse.
It's all. What? First of all,
you chose My All.
Yes, I did.
That's a real fan.
What do you think that I'm?
I'm just
chump?
Saying you're gonna come out here with emotions like a basic. No,
nobody
else does.
No.
Saying that's a real. Okay.
First of all, it gets a lot thicker and deeper than that.
Like, he's gonna be like, the roof. Do
I like
the roof.
Looking the roof? At. Like I love. I'm just saying.
I've brought friends over to my apartment
effects?
And put on like my record player. I'll play like the Butterfly. I got really into like vinyl during the pandemic. That was like the thing I started
because you're
collecting.
Cool. Yeah. Well,
and then I played The Roof for some of my friends that like didn't get it.
Oh,
and I was just like,
so
I
sexy.
Can't be friends with you guys anymore. You gotta go.
If
you
don't get the roof.
I just remembered it's the pandemic. We shouldn't be here
anymore.
Together.
Yeah. I have COVID, Mike.
Sorry, I have COVID. Yeah.
No, mine was, I just feel like it's an incredible thing too. Like the span of her career and the span of success, like even her new albums, you still dig.
Caution is excellent.
And
period.
I look, E equals MC squared, like that whole like Side Effects. That song came out and I was like, wow, she had something to say.
People didn't talk about I Stay in Love enough.
Uh-huh.
She's so great.
Are you in heaven right now? These are your two favorite artists.
Kidding
and
me?
You're talking to one of your favorite artists.
I love
about
that.
Mariah.
That's
oh my God.
Yeah, we could talk forever. And I'm such a huge fan of being her street team as far as her being one of the best writers ever.
100%.
No one talks about it. They always talk about the Songbird. And I'm like, great. Yeah, vocals for days, obviously. But guys, name another artist
you can't
that's successful that wrote it
all who arranges it herself.
Arranges it, writes it. A lot of our favorite artists, like, you know, I write a lot but I don't write all of it.
Nothing,
you know what
wrong
I'm saying, like wrong with that, not even bashing myself or others, but no shade. It's just what an amazing
mind
woman.
I mean
that's like the thing is like,
and
so,
to have the number one Christmas song for like all time,
it's unreal. By the way, but Underneath the Tree is coming.
Well, thank you.
We had a moment with Wrapped in Red where the year it came out, we did a whole sketch show called Pop
Wrapped
Roulette
in
Wrapped in Red. And it was every transition song
was Underneath the Tree.
Well, thank you.
It was excellent.
It was.
I was
like,
trying my best to like imitate what Mariah might do.
Yeah. You got there.
Like, because it was actually more of a tie into that wall of
it was
Jill Spector.
Wall Spector. Yeah.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Please come home.
Yeah. Baby, Please Come Home. I couldn't think of it. For $1 billion.
For $1 billion. You know, Pitchfork ranked Baby, Please Come Home right below All I Want for Christmas Is You for like, you know, the top recent pop. Yeah.
That's the thing
Christmas
is
songs.
It's like, it's not just that song. It's that whole Christmas album. That's like, that's
I know.
Christmas album.
Can we talk about, I believe it's track number 5. Oh my God. It's my favorite.
Wait, can we get track number 5? Let's see. I'll pull it up. I'm pulling it.
Hold the phone now.
Oh my God. It's 5 or 6. I don't even want you to tell me. I'm going to get it.
Okay,
I feel like a letdown. I'm not a lamb right now. I'm a loser.
No, you're not.
But while we're looking up, did you listen to her memoir?
No, Without You. Christmas or
I have it.
Oh no, wait.
Oh my God, it's like my favorite.
Is it
Miss You Most at Christmas Time?
Miss You Most is the best. Look, I love All I Want for Christmas Is You, but Miss You Most
at Christmas Time, yes.
How dare she?
Yeah,
how dare she?
I have cried so many tears to that song. Miss You Most, and I will say, that song, kind of Hard Candy Christmas, and like the Carpenters are the reason why
excellent.
Merry Christmas to the One I Used to Know, which is on my last Christmas
it's so
album.
Good,
but
Kelly.
That's the origin story of that is like my life. But also like they opened up this whole world of like Christmas possibility with like new music like that, you know, hadn't been done in a while.
It can be a Christmas song about something that is.
But I like
not
All I Want for Christmas to You. But of course, it's great.
Who does?
But Miss You Most is my jam.
Yeah, that's.
I couldn't freaking think of the name because I haven't had enough caffeine. But yeah, I'm
look,
tired.
We're there with you.
No, oh my God, I'm going to cover that one this season.
Yes!
If I can clear it. Mariah, will you clear it?
No, come like, on, Mariah.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
I just love Miss You Most. Maybe she'll sing it with me.
Can you imagine?
She's like a Christmas queen.
There you
like,
go.
Have you met her several times?
I've met her a few times. Yeah. And she's so, oh my God. So the last time we ran into each other, I didn't even realize what I was doing. Because she's very warm and welcoming. So I don't get like super nervous. I did the very first time we met. I said some stupid shit.
She also probably respects you because
you're such an amazing
singer.
But she's just very cool.
And
like very kind. And like, I thought she took so much time and actually watched the videos for all the voice artists. And I thought,
oh, cool.
You're stand up. Like, not everybody that comes here does that or gives a shit. They're just looking to promote their stuff. Yeah. I'm like, that was really cool because I've been these people. So it meant a lot to me. So anyway, but she is very cool. But she, the last thing, we were talking because I was saying something about like something of her. I was, you know, bragging on her. And, she's like, well, we should ride together. And I was like, oh, I don't. And I, okay, exactly. But she said it. And this is honestly like, I don't write in the same room with people. I have really done that twice in my life because I'm just not a vulnerable writer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so just sometimes I'm just.
You like to bring stuff that you have done to someone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like even this whole record, like if I'm like, or any song you see me on, I've pretty much written the lyrics and melodies just on my own alone. Like, but anyway, I start telling Mariah about my process and I'm like, did I just. And then I walked away and they're like, do you realize you just kind of said no to like writing? And I was like, wait, what? And I was like, I didn't say no. I just was explaining. I just say whatever's in
you
my freaking head.
You probably went tunnel vision and were like, duh, 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 duh.
Well, and I was like, oh God, I can't write in a room together. And I walked away and my people were like, do you realize that you kind of just like said no to my, and I was like, wait, what?
We're the same. Cause I do this all the time.
I didn't even mean to say that. Exactly. I was just explaining. I was just nervous. Just said bullshit. Totally. I don't even know what I said. Like, I was like, I don't even know what I said.
It was Mariah fucking Carey. That's why you don't know what you're saying.
I'm sitting in a room with you, ma'am. You have like a billion number ones.
So we got to meet her because this was so
funny.
We did a Peloton, you know, Cody Rigsby from Peloton. Mm-hmm. So we did his Peloton class during Christmas because Bowen was on.
I was on as a guest, like I was on the bike next to him
SNL,
and it was a talk show.
And I had my Christmas special out. So we were like sort of doing that together. Mariah Carey came out and stood and did like a bit.
I was like, if you tell me this woman walked on a Peloton, I was like.
She certainly did not get on.
I was like, I'll die.
She stood in what had to be, I don't know, 48-inch heels next to the Christmas tree, said, it's time. And then like, you know, did her thing. But when I tell you she like had like a moment where she needed to get help getting down from the pedestal, she said, can you help me down? Looked me in the eyes. They had put me in this one thing because they know I'm like a huge fan. I almost broke my leg getting out of the Peloton.
I unclipped
my knee out of the. I was like, Because I was totally. Can you imagine if she had fallen? Because I was like, I'm strapped in. I can't. I was like, you better get the fuck out of this Peloton. I grabbed her hand and helped her down to safety.
Yeah.
So I helped Mariah Carey safely exit the Peloton.
You saved her life.
I saved her.
That's what this story is.
Literally, she may not have got. She might still be up there if it wasn't for me.
You're a hero.
He is.
There's a hero.
Oh, what a great mom.
Oh my God. And I just saw her perform
Music
Hero
Box,
at LA Pride.
That
Music
album.
Box. Oh my God.
You know when I knew my dad was cool? When I saw that he had the Music Box CD.
Do you know what? I have major daddy issues. Don't know mine very well at all. And he passed away. But I will say the one thing my father and I had in common was Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, and Aretha Franklin.
Really?
Because I came to visit him like once in my childhood. And he had noticed that I had Mariah and my Discman, my Walkman, anti-skip.
Yep.
And anyway, you could hold it sideways. Anyway.
And he started belting.
And he was
all
like,
I
love this record. And he just started talking about, and it was like the one and only time I had a connection with my father in my life.
It was over Mariah.
It was music and it was Mariah. And he was like, I love Whitney, Aretha. I was like, those are my favorites. Like, I was like, what? So it was
major.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we had something.
Yeah, we had something.
Yeah.
It's great to have something. My dad loved Jimmy Buffett.
I love Margaritaville.
And honey, songs you know by heart? Yeah. I do.
The only English-speaking artist my dad knows, and we know this on the pod, is Cher.
Cher.
And
you know
I'm
what?
Like,
if
that's
you're
a good one,
just
too.
Have one, that's a nice
one
to have.
That's a really nice one.
His dad will sing Believe.
What's your favorite Cher song? Because you're going to hate me for mine. But I look, mine's Shoop.
Oh my God.
I love it. That's, it's in his kiss. I just, look, I love it. I know it's really for Mermaids. Good. It's for the movie. The soundtrack. It's not even like her epic song.
Mine's
but
for
I
the
love
lonely.
It. Oh, oh, so
same,
that's
same.
A really good one.
So good. Because that album
she's
came
got
out.
So many anthems. I almost can't go near those.
But then again, if you I could think? Turn back time.
Look, not just mean like to pick that, to pick a favorite out of those. Uh-huh.
If I could turn back time is like for all time. That's a good karaoke song too. You ever go to the good so karaoke
Shoop,
spots?
It's in his kiss.
That's true.
I karaoke last night.
I know. That's I it. Heard that you that's were shredding goal. Tequila it. Shots yes. and like singing I Do Not Hook Up.
Well, and here's the thing. No one told me like really what I was walking into. Okay. They were just like, hey, if we throw a party and like fans are coming and it's released. And I was like, all right.
They invited us, but we were busy. So, we were so
well,
pissed
so
off.
I came and then they were like, well, if you want to get on stage. And I was like, my voice is shot because I've
sure,
literally been up
been
at 5 a.m. every morning yeah. and working all day. And I was like, maybe I'll do harmonies. Cut to.
Shredding.
Cut to. I'm
you
like,
can't help yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's why I have no voice today. And because we have no monitor either. So right. I was like, it yelled like, hear yourself. But anyway, but somebody goes, I want to do I Don't Know Hook Up. And I was like, are you serious? I have not performed that song though in like over a decade. Right. I feel like.
So you did that on SNL and you give an iconic riff at the end. I'll never
I literally,
forget it.
I forgot it. I literally.
You don't want to miss out. You did.
Like, yes.
I was like, yes.
It's just been a minute for me, like for a lot of those songs. Yeah. So I was like, looking at AZ lyrics. On the
you're a lot. AZ lyrics, we love you.
Genius, co-written
love.
By Katy Perry.
Co-written by Katy Perry.
And Longshot. She wrote that one.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love, all I ever wanted is a special album for me because that was like, when we were in college.
That was when we were in college. I remember going home, just being on the plane. That was before iPhones, before like you could like street, you know, download stuff. I just had that entire album on my iPod and yeah. I listened to the entire album for the entire 6-hour flight.
Yeah.
Just, I love that album so much.
You know what's one of your, my favorite songs of yours? Ready. I love Ready.
Oh my God, if you knew what that song was about.
What? Could we find out now?
That is such a sad, well, it's what? Like, it's a really sad
okay.
song.
Is
have
it?
You, do you know Irvine?
Yeah, of course I know Irvine.
It's kind
Kelly
of the
Clarkson.
Same dark place.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm Ready Now is really just like, look, I'm done. Like, you can just take me. Like, I
come
that,
get me.
Yeah, that song
they
is,
were playing it during the Bachelorette
is,
promos
is
at the time.
Literally, I know, but that song is actually literally about just like, not it's, living anymore.
Are you
kidding?
Oh,
yeah.
Because they really made it sound happy.
No, I know that was my point. Yeah, that I made it like how I wrote it was like kind of whatever. But I told my producer, who was Jason Halbert, my musical director at the time.
Icon,
or
legend.
Always. I know, 20 years now. Crazy.
Wow.
But he, when he found out, he was like, oh my God, I love that song. But now that I know what it's about, he was like,
I know now
it breaks
I feel
my
like,
heart
okay.
when I hear the lyrics. And
well,
I'm like,
I just remember skipping along on the streets of New York. I had just gotten into Tish. And I remember just being like, yes. And now I'm like, oh.
I know. It's actually really sad.
So that's not going
like
to
set
list.
Things.
I always have like, my memory of that girl I was skipping in New York to Ready. And you won't take that from me, Kelly.
You will not take that from me. Hey, but it's like sometimes you're sad, you know? Sometimes,
yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
So, but yeah, I don't know that everybody really knows what things are usually about.
Of
but
course.
That's the cool thing about music, though. Yeah. You hear it. I don't know either for different artists like that they write, but like I think that's what's cool. You take what you need from it or what you see in it.
Yeah, I feel like you do that a lot, though, where it's like, a happy sound, quote unquote, but it's like, I mean, the lyrics are like, if you take a closer read on them, it's like, whoa, 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 this is dark,
yeah.
you know, or the other way around.
I'm happy and bubbly, but I think if you're able to experience, like, I'm just a passionate person,
uh-huh.
either way.
Yep.
Like, so yep. I can go real dark, like, but I can also be real bright.
Yep.
So, you know, it's finding that balance.
This is, yeah. this is, I think every singer should have a Glennon Doyle era, should have like
period.
A Love Warrior era.
Yes.
Should have a Brene Brown era.
I love Brene Brown.
Did you watch her thing on HBO Max?
Alice of the Heart.
RIP, now it's Max. I don't know.
I know, I'm like, what do you call it?
Alice of the Heart.
I have not seen that one. I've seen her like TED Talks.
Of course, the TED Talks are
amazing. I drank a 20 milligram weed seltzer, sat my ass down in front of Brene Brown, Alice of the Heart.
Ready to receive.
Yeah.
Ready to receive.
Do you smoke weed?
I don't smoke anything.
Because of the voice.
Of the
yeah.
chords.
I enjoy a gummy.
You enjoy a gummy.
Yeah,
so
let's take a
but
gummy.
I don't, I'll never smoke anything.
You
I don't
can't
enjoy,
be doing that.
I just don't enjoy that either. I tried like vaping once and I was like, this is horrible.
Well, vaping is like
well,
worse for your
bad.
Voice than even smoking joints.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I just
yeah.
meant like, I was like, well, don't knock it till you try. But like, yeah, that's not my vibe.
No problem.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly.
bubbly bursts.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
And what more could you ask for? Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Titanic is NYC's funniest night out. Plus, it's the winner of multiple awards, including the Las Culturistas Kimberly Akimbo Award for Best Indoor Live Performance.
Titanic is a parody musical that answers the question of what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night aboard the Titanic.
My life was improved by seeing Titanic, so much so that I reached out to my best friend Bowen Yang to improve his life. And Bowen, did it succeed?
It succeeded so much that I went 4 more times.
So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit this season. Plus, if you get tickets 6 weeks in advance, you get 30% off. And that's on Titanic math, girlfriend.
But seriously, who can wait that long? Go see it tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
So just to ask about like your actual instrument, this is, and I'm not blowing smoke, but you really do get better as time goes on. Like, I don't know if you feel like your voice is capable and expanding.
100% agree, because yeah. I feel like whenever... Even when I was young, that's the biggest joke between, because I had to watch something from Idol for some interview thing I was doing. They were like, hey, can you watch this? We're going to reference it. And I went back and watched it and I was like, how did I win that show?
Oh, come on.
But you know what the thing
so
is?
I
like,
just mean like, it was very different. My voice was very different.
It sounded different.
Even like Miss Independent, like I wrote on that. And like, even writing that, I remember when I first came out, started singing that, like the verse to that was so incredibly difficult for me to reach.
Yeah.
Like the highs and lows of that. My range was just not what it is now. Like now it's a cakewalk. But like back then it wasn't. So I think the more, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. Like any, you know, muscle, I guess. But
100%.
Like, but for me, I 100% agree that my voice is aged better.
I just had to ask because it's like, it really does it get, I wonder if it's something you were doing or just like, maybe just like as you get older, just like, you know, your instrument better.
Know your instrument better. You tour, you get a better endurance and stamina. You also learn to say no. You learn no, I'm not going to be like this whole trip. I didn't really sing a bunch of places because I was like, look, if you want me to be talking everywhere, you need to know, like, I'm an actual vocalist. I can't
do that.
Be waking up at 5 a.m. and going to bed at 11, 100%. Or 12 and then killing it vocally. Like, it's not going to happen. So we picked our moments of like what we were going to do. But you just have to know how to say no and yes.
And also, you know best because it's your literal voice and like what you're capable
of. Yeah, and like everyone's, because my favorite thing whenever I first started touring is like, well, this artist does four shows in like 5 days. I'm like, okay, cool. That artist is dancing wonderfully.
Yes.
But that artist is not
necessarily,
couldn't do my set list in a dream world.
Right,
in a dream world.
Because it's a huge set list. It's just like, you know, it's like, that's a completely different artist that you just mentioned. I was like, which is a great artist, by the way, but I was just like, don't compare me to someone who's completely different and like miming basically every night. I'm like, I could do that too.
Yeah, right. So they're now having us like wrap up, but we're absolutely
we are getting
not
wrapped up from like five different
and
people.
What I'm saying to everyone is it's going to be homophobic if you don't allow us to do I Don't Think So, Honey with Kelly Clarkson.
So we're doing
Pride
it. We're doing
so
it.
So everyone,
here's
cool
the thing. Yeah, we're going to do it. What are we doing? What are
so
we doing?
This is I Don't Think So, Honey. This is our famous segment, Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, I like I Don't Think So.
That we do on our show, which is we, for 60 seconds, we rant against something in pop culture that is grinding our gears. It's a way to expel our demons.
No
we're
one's
going to
like mine, but okay, go ahead. Okay.
No, they're going to love it.
They're
going to
love
worry.
It. I'm going to go first, then Bowen, then you.
You start with saying, I Don't Think So, Honey, blank, the thing. Okay,
right,
so this is
see.
Matt Rogers. I Don't Think So, Honey, his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, fucking with the ocean. Okay, I could have told you this years ago, honey. Don't go in there. Don't go down there. Because I'm telling you what.
Oh my God.
The submersible? Yeah, duh, of course that happened. And God rest. But also, I don't care how many billions you have. It's not a good idea. I Don't Think So, Honey, going down to the Titanic.
Wait.
Can I tell you something? No. And also, not for nothing, but you know who I think was involved in this? The orcas. Because now the orcas are coming for the
girls. They're gathering. 30 seconds.
I Don't Think So, Honey, that the orcas are organizing. But yes, I do. Because we've been fucked up to the orcas. Tillicum, we see you, girl, wherever you're at. We represent you here tonight.
Tillicum.
God rest. Tillicum, God rest. I Don't Think So, Honey, even going into the ocean. You couldn't get me in that submersible in the deep end of a pool,
wait,
let alone to the deep. Let Titanic be what it is, a great film and a grave site for people that should be left
five
the fuck
seconds
alone. I Don't Think So, Honey, the ocean and fucking with it. I don't even like eels, seals, fish. No,
and
I Don't Think So, Honey.
That's 1 minute. Eels, seals, fish, no.
Oh, wait. I did see this thing on the Discovery thing that was really cool. I think it was with Will Smith and he went down and like a pod net looked different than
Will
what they
Smith
went down.
Stay on land.
No, I'm telling you, it was beautiful though. Like, I'm glad he did it so I don't have to and we got the footage. I don't
want
to
do
it. But I'm glad someone does it because it's amazing to see what's down there. They went like down where like, you know, people don't generally go. So that is cool. I see why people would want to do it.
But Kelly,
someone else.
Kelly, when I say this sentence, how do you feel? We know less about the deep sea than we do about space.
I since I was a kid, I literally wanted to be a marimbologist. Like,
whoa,
I love,
yes, I remember you saying
yes,
that.
You did, yes.
I love the ocean. Jaws did run that for me, but I love it. I think it's amazing. I do think exploring it is interesting, but exploring it with respect.
Of course.
Much larger than us, and like you know.
I'll tell
mammals
you,
count, like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I think we're destroying, you know, a lot of marine life. You know, so
100.
I think do it respectfully. But I do think it's interesting because you can learn a lot. And you never know, like scientifically speaking, what could be helpful. You know, medicinally
totally
speaking, like I think there are things, like you know, I don't know. There's some I don't want to do it. Like, but
what's
I want
helpful,
someone else to do it, so I have the footage.
There you go.
Going down to the Titanic. Leave it be.
Leave it
We've
be.
We've seen it. Like, just everyone stay on the land. And also, like, did you see the video of what the submersible was?
It was like a
Sega Genesis
it's
controller.
Somebody said
literally
it looked like a
controller.
PS2 or something.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
it looked like
they reprogrammed a controller for an Xbox to control this fucking thing. Anyway.
Wow.
Okay.
This is going
Yanks.
I don't think so.
Mine is about this thing, too.
All right.
Here we go.
Wow. Okay. This is topical culture. This is Bowen Yanks. I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. These five people going to a fucking coffee shop right before they got on the submersible. They interviewed the barista who talked to them, who gave them their coffee before they stepped into this little capsule.
Are you talking about like who's got to go?
Yes, because you're giving these people cold brews before they go into the bottom of the ocean where they have a fucking toilet. That's like a foot
away
from them.
Well, they thought they were only going to be there for 2.5 hours,
hon. And these poor people, I mean, may they rest. It's awful.
God rest.
You know, lives have been lost, but you don't go to a coffee shop before even like an elevator ride. I don't do that.
Or like performing on stage.
Or performing on stage. Like yeah.
You got to keep it all together.
You got to keep it all together.
It's
all about timing.
15
yes.
seconds.
You are going on you have to go on a fast before you go into the submersibles,
yeah.
I guess.
100%.
And look, it's so sad what happened. This company, Ocean Drive, whatever.
5 seconds.
Whatever. It's because it's titanium and they worked in a carbon fiber.
I don't know all about it.
That's
why it crashed. Yeah. It's fascinating. It's sad. It's fascinating. It's so, I'm going to say, it's just fascinating.
It's giving Triangle of Sadness. Did you watch the movie Triangle of Sadness?
Did I love it? The scene that went on for decades.
It was
everybody
much.
kept, I Woody Harrelson is, I'm telling you what, that man is a genius. I loved that. Them getting drunk with the captain. And I didn't know what I was walking into. Like, I just was at home. My kids, like, they're usually with me, but when they go to their dad's, like, 4 days out of the month, I'm like, what do I want to watch as adult? And I was just like, oh, I'll just put this on. And then I was like, by the end of it, I was like, what the hell did I just watch?
Yeah,
like,
the greatest film of the year.
It was so good.
Yeah. Loved it. Okay.
Okay, this is Kelly.
No, we're going.
She's getting it.
I get to go. You will not take it from me.
And I understand, but you're being homophobic.
Mine is real. Okay.
This is Kelly Clarkson's I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Did anybody see Social Dilemma? Why are we all hooked to our phones?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Look, I sound like an old person, but it's just like, why are we that interested in someone's coffee? In what they're having? Like, not you. I just mean, why are we so interested in everybody else all the time? Why does everything need to be validated via a... It's just sad. It's a sad thing to live your life for likes. It's a sad thing that we project on our children. Like, why are you letting your children do this? Anyway, your life how you want to. But it literally drives me nuts because I feel like it's just... dumbing us down.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is. I've heard so much dumber than I was.
Anyway, I know I sound like a 40-year-old,
we need to hear
but
it.
But, like, I
like a 40-year-old,
I'm, like, over it. I'm, like...
15 seconds.
Okay, whatever. That's all I'm saying.
All right, period. There you go.
That's
Kelly Clarkson said, touch grass.
Touch grass.
Yes. all different kinds.
Period. And a gummy.
Then people would be happy.
I can't believe that you gave us so much time. This is so cool. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. I can't wait to do it again. I'm, like, in New York now.
No, yes, I know.
I'm just gonna randomly stop by.
No,
unwanted.
Please, there is an open door policy for you, Kelly Clarkson.
Don't invite me. Mama will show up.
Please do. Congrats on the album.
Thank you.
Congrats on the album. It's so good.
Thank you.
And
we do end
every episode with a song.
Okay.
I am thinking of you in my sleepless solitude tonight.
The cover starts there. If you want to hear that, hopefully, maybe she'll do it August 18th at Las Vegas when we're seeing her.
Oh, Mile. That's the last day. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.